Two prominent Syrian bishops were kidnapped on Monday by armed rebels in the northern province of Aleppo. The Syriac Orthodox and Greek Orthodox archbishops of Aleppo, Yohanna Ibrahim and Paul Yazigi, are the most senior church leaders to be caught up in the conflict, which has killed more than 70,000 people across Syria. As fighting continues, thousands of people continue to flee the war-torn country each week, with estimates saying that nearly half of them are children. An emergency communications manager for the organisation Save the Children, Hayden Haldorsen, is recently returned from a visit to refugee camps in the region. He spoke with Chris Altieri.
What Save the Children normally estimates, at least this is what we are seeing if we look at the numbers of refugees coming out of Syria, is that more than half of them are under the age of 18. Those that we are working with, we are seeing that women and children are a big majority.
Is there an area of the country that at this point seems to be most heavily affected by the fighting, and is that reflected in the flux of refugees and children especially?
I mean, our focus and most organizations focus, and we have seen that the heaviest fighting has been around Homs, Aleppo and Damascus. What we're seeing, the people getting out of the country is approximately 5,700 every 24 hours. We have seen that only in the past 3 months, then you've had I think it's 700,000 people that have left the country in the past 3 months, actually.
You were beginning to talk a little bit about how many of those are children as a percentage-wise. Can you go back to that question for us?
We have seen in the past 3 months alone that 700,000 people have fled Syria. We are assuming that more than half of those are children. We do now know that in the region outside of Syria, you have 1.3 million refugees, and half of those are children. Those are the ones that we are focusing on. We are working with those children, and Save the Children has already reached at about 300,000, and we are planning on reaching many more.
Is there anything like a typical day for a child refugee in any of the camps? And if so, could you describe it to us?
The conditions are extremely harsh. First, if you think about what those children have been through, what they have lived through in the past 2 years is violence and death. Many of them have been internally displaced several times before managing to get out of Syria. They are traumatized. Some of them are malnourished, and they have seen and witnessed things that even adults would have issues processing and would have problems living with. When we are both working in Syria and in the neighboring countries, when we receive children in that state, in such bad states, what we do, we have something that we call safe spaces for children where they can play. We try to provide access to schools, and to the extent possible, we try to provide frames that imitate the life that they used to have in Syria, because what children will be needing, that we do know, is some psychosocial support, having gotten out of violent conflict and then suddenly finding themselves in a neighboring country trying to rebuild their lives, and most of them, again, have lost family members and often did maybe get out of the country with not both their parents and even just family members.
Can you give us, do you have any idea, and can you tell us how many of the child refugees who are of school age actually do receive during the course of a week any schooling formally? And if so, how much and how is it provided?
It is difficult to come up with precise figures. The hosting communities in the neighboring countries, in Lebanon and in Jordan, for example, they have been doing their best, but on the other hand, they are extremely pressed. This is also something that all humanitarian organizations are struggling with. The influx and the flow of refugees has been so big, and this has been stated in the international media over and over again. The crisis is so severe that many humanitarian organizations, all humanitarian organizations, are reaching that breaking point where they won't be able to give basic assistance. The crisis has gotten worse in those 2 years, and it's a downward spiral. It's difficult for me to tell how many of the refugee children in the neighboring countries have access to education, but I can tell you that it's not enough.
Sure, and you also mentioned your work to, let's say, cushion the psychosocial pressure of displacement, and it made me wonder about whether and if so, to what extent there is any sort of trauma counseling for these refugees.
What happens is basically that we have specialized trainers in those safe spaces for children. Normally, it doesn't take much for the child to bounce back and turn into the child that it used to be. But often what we see is behavior. Children are behaving in a way that they never ever should behave. They have been through a lot. They've seen violence. Some of them have even been tortured. Some of them have seen their family members killed. So obviously, they will be very affected. Luckily, children are strong, and it doesn't take much for them to bounce back. We try to help them with that, but the more severe cases, we send them on to psychologists, and they do get specialist help. They do in refugee camps, for example.
Right now, what's the most pressing need that Save the Children can identify in terms of helping the refugees who are on the ground?
The most pressing issue would be to find a solution to the conflict. This is now in its third year, and as I said, every organization, every humanitarian organization that has been working on this crisis is reaching a breaking point. What Save the Children is doing, we are calling on the Security Council to overcome its divisions and to bring about a plan that will bring an end to the violence, because this can't go on any longer. This is turning into one of the more, if not the most severe humanitarian crisis we've seen in years. So what is needed? Yes, there are more funds needed so organizations are able to respond and give emergency and aid and support, but what is needed is eventually a solution to the conflict.